inside and the magnum.
Right.
That's where, and the head, that's where they name it.
If you pressed the meat out of the head,
oh, yeah,
what was that?
Shaft.
Shaft.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever eat the gut of the hog?
Oh, yeah, a lot of folks did. I never did get
them. What do they call it?
Chicken.
Chickens. Mm-hmm. And the lungs and the liver and the...
liver and
lights. Mm-hmm. Did anybody ever say harslet or hasslet? Mm-hmm. Hasslet?
Yeah, that's what
they call it, hasslet. Mm-hmm. It means the same as liver and lights?
Yeah, uh-huh. What it was, liver and lights.
And the hard thing in the center of the peach, of the peach, the hard thing in the center of a peach would be...
The seed.
That's the seed. Mm-hmm. If the peach breaks away from the seed, what kind of a peach is that?
That's a pear seed.
But if it sticks to the seed?
That's a press.
The pressed peach?
Mm-hmm.
I see. And beans that don't have to be shelled, beans that you just take and break up?
Well, them's supposed to be snapped.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't shell them, they're supposed to be snapped. If I had a snapped pea, you know, for them snapped.
Uh-huh. And if you do shell the beans, what are they called?
Well, they're called shell beans.
Shell beans, mm-hmm, or shell peas?
Shell beans or shell peas.
Mm-hmm.
I know you use snaps, too, with shell peas.
Uh-huh. Did you ever make any cheese on the stove
by eating
milk?
No,
fiber cheese?
Also, I never could eat it. None of my children would eat it.
Guys, they just didn't like it.
They just didn't like it.
When you just get some corn and take off the shucks and boil it and eat it with your fingers? A room in your house where you put everything that you don't know what to do with. what do you call that?
Well, you come into me because I already you have dresses and you have shift robes. And you used to have trunks. You don't see no more trunks now, what they call the trunks. You don't see no more trunks now.
Mm-hmm.
And you just go put them in a dresser drawer.
Uh-huh.
Or hang them up in shift
robes. Did you ever have a whole room where you kept things? A lumber room or a plunder room?
Yeah, I call that in that plunder room now.
Well, that's plunder room.
Uh-huh. Well, it's got everything in it.
I see. I'd like to ask you some questions now about the little bugs and animals that you had around. A black animal about so long with a white stripe?
And I'm not much on animals. We got polecats.
Uh-huh. They're the kind that don't smell too good. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We got polecats, we got possum, and then we got I can't say the name of that. So we have a little old animal that goes about in the woods. We have them. And we have, most of what we have is polecats and squirrels.
And squirrels. Uh-huh.
That's the most
you ever have little things that hop around and eat the vegetables? you just call those rabbits?
Yeah. Okay.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And you ever have something called a civvy cat or a skivvy cat?
Bobby cat.
Bobby cat.
We had Bobby cat.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And did you ever have anything as big as a wolf around here?
Oh, yeah. They have seen several wolves around here.
You have?
They say they have. I never have seen that.
Mm-hmm.
But I've heard them talk about running up amongst them, you know, out in folks that hunt and things, you know. So I hear them talk about it running out. No, I don't really think I've ever seen one of them.
And the wild hogs that used to be in the...
No, we used to have plenty of wild hogs.
Uh-huh.